Who knows what they did?
Let's go. Daf Beis, new box. Me'im Sakan Shema Be'Arvin. When is the earliest man of Yishma? Bishah Shachayim Nechnas Nach B'Tunasan. The early we're going to see in the Gemara. At the end, hopefully, we'll get into today's daf. The next daf, there are a total of at least five different opinions. When is the earliest man when you can begin Kriya Shema? Five different opinions. Five different zmanim as to the earliest zman. The Mishnah here says the first of five, or one of five, because this is not necessarily the earliest or the latest. It's in the smack in the middle. And there's when the Kohanim nechnasim lecha b'tumasim, which means that the Kohen is tameh, and he goes to mikvah, and he has to wait until his hair of shemesh. In other words, tseis ha-kohichav, when three medium stars come out. Now, before you go weiter, the Ikka Yisrael over here is that when you say Kriya Shema, the Mishnah over here says, when is my Kriya Shema? The Pasuk says when Kriya Shema begins. When you lie down. When you lie down. So the Pasuk in the Torah tells us when there's Man Kriya Shema, when a person goes to sleep. So the Mishnah's question over here is, when is the Zman when a person goes to sleep? And that's why we have so many different opinions, because the person does not necessarily go to sleep when the stars come out. Maybe they go to sleep a little bit later.
When is the beginning time?
When is the earliest Zman when the average human being in this world begin the earliest time the average human goes to sleep? Say Sakai Chavim today in our vocabulary is a religious concept. Oh, if mitzvah, a bar mitzvah boy, when does he become bar mitzvah? Tseis, when the night begins. It's a halachic zman. Tseis Sakai Chavim is the halachic zman when the next day begins. But just because Einochanamitz, when the stars come out, three medium stars come out, that may be the halachic zman when the day begins, that does not necessarily mean that's the zman when a person goes to sleep. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema Balayla 100% depends on the zman, the earliest zman, when a person goes to sleep in ancient times before there was electricity and v'chulu v'chulu. And therefore, it happens to work out very conveniently, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. At least the Gemara is going to say it's not the same as Rabbi Eliezer, because that's the Rabbi Eliezer who says that you're going on the second part. But according to this opinion, it just happens to work out conveniently that the earliest man that a person goes to sleep is when three medium stars come out. That's how we pass in the Cholamaisa. We pass in the Shita that Zman Kriya Shema Balayla is when three medium stars come out, which is the beginning of the next halachic day. But that is not. It's a mistake. Yes, the average person who never learned the brachos. When does Zman Kriya Shema begin? Zman Kriya Shema begins when a person begins to go to sleep. It just so happens to be a coincidence that a person goes to sleep when three medium stars come out, and that's only one of five opinions. Because we're going to see soon there are other opinions when a person begins to go to sleep. Who's that? And when now here is the next part. Atzayif Hashmura Horishon. And when is the latest man you can say Kriya Shema? The end of the first watch. How many hours is an evening? 12 hours. 12 halachic hours, shohu zmanis, and this is divided into watches. What's a watch? In Shemayim, there are malachim that do their thing. In Shemayim, therefore, just like in malachim, there's an ashmeira. So we divide the earth into an ashmeira. How many mishmeras are there?
Machlokes.
Machlokes, three or four. So here it says that soif ashmeira harishon be that big nafkamina. If they're going to be three, that means until 4 hours. If there are going to be four mishmeras, you have until 3 hours. Who says all of this? Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Now, there's machlokes in the Gemara. When it says Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, it's going back on both halachas, the earliest zman that it begins and the soif zman. Or when it says Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, it's only going on the last man, the latest man. And the first law of the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, that the earliest man, when you can say Kriya Shema, is when three stars come out. V'chachamim, I remember they said the latest man is Ad Chatzos. They go all the way to Chatzos. And Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Ad Sheyale Amud HaShachar, until dawn. What's the like this? What is the service of creation? When the Torah says, when you lie down, u v'shach b'cha, when you lie down, does that mean the beginning zman when you lie down? Or does that mean the entire time when you're still sleeping? according to the first two opinions, it's the when you begin to go to sleep. There's the earliest time you go to sleep, and then there's the beginning of your sleeping. But once you get past Chatzos, that's not the time when you begin to go to sleep. You should already be asleep at that point in time. So what then does it mean? So therefore, what then when the Chacham say until Alois HaShachar, because they are of the opinion that when it says in the Torah that you can recite Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, they are of the opinion you can recite the entire time that you are sleeping.
In fact, as the Mishnah concludes, even Chacham will hold that the entire time you sleep.
That's what Gamliel says. Gamliel says Ad Shel Amud HaShachar. Now, then the words and the Chanan be correct. The Chacham are in agreement with that. I'm sorry, that's correct. Also, as long as you are sleeping, and when they say Chatzos, it's only a gzera. Maisa, the children of Rav Mangal came back from a party. What is this? It means a chasna. It's not a pashut.
So the bottom suit is Rishus. I don't know why. Why does it make a difference?
Because they're part of him Kriya Shema. If they came back from a Sudas mitzvah, they'd be part of him Kriya Shema. Hoisig a mitzvah, part of him a mitzvah.
The whole time.
Dafka, the Sudas Rishus, yes.
But don't we have an Allah, you shouldn't start a Sudas before.
Maybe they started Bizman Heter. They started Kriya Shema. So bottom of the Mishnah says Rishus. It's mitzvah, the part of Kriya Shema. Amr loy kodi nu Shema. We now we said the Shema. What was he doing up? What was Rabbi Gamliel? How come we're in this akasha? What was he doing up so late at night? What's Pshat? He says, we're sleeping, right? What should we do? Amrloi, they said to him, Amrloi, couldn't you say Shema? Amrlochem, Eloi, Olal, Amrloi, Shachar, Chayavn, Atem, Likres. You have to say Kriya Shema, even though we pass like the Chachamim. Because when the Chachamim says, it says, it's only Gzera. But Meikar, you can say Kriya Shema until the morning. Veloi, Zubel, Vada, Amru. Not only this Allah, when the Chachamim says, it's Slav Dafka, you can do the mitzvah all the way until the very morning.
Which is Seifah Shmei Rechreina, right?
No. Yeah, let's take a step back. You trigger an alarm. An alarm. No. When the Chachamim say Chatzos, it has nothing to do with the Ashmeres. It has to do with a Gzera.
I'm not saying Chatzos. When you say Im Loi Ola Amad Hashachar Chayav Imatem.
Correct.
When is Loi Ola Amad Hashachar?
In fact, what you're
saying
is
that the Soif Hashmei Rabbi Shain.
No, end of the night. It doesn't. Oh no! Alos Hashachar. Alos morning is day. That's the end of the third or the end of the fourth.
End of the fourth what?
Watch.
Right.
That's what he said.
That's what I said.
End of the third watch or end of the fourth watch?
Right. That's what I said.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's Ella, not. You just don't associate anything to do with watches with the sheet of Rav Gamliel or Chacham. That's all. That's why it's sad.
Right. Ella, kol ma'ashom ha'cham ar-chatzos mitzvosan ad sheyale amud ha'shachar. For example, hektar chalav ve'evodim mitzvosan sheyale amud ha'shachar. There's a mitzvah to cook him to burn the fats. The burning of the fats and of the limbs of the korbanos,
and it should be noted that there was no gezeira from the chacham period in regard to the hekdech chalom evaram ad chatzos. That's a misnomer because kohanim's reason, and there never was a gezeira. The Mishnah just throws it in.
So why is the Mishnah throwing in then?
Yeah.
What is the Mishnah saying?
But there was no gezeira in that regard. I'm just putting that in.
Okay, fine. All the korbanos mitzvos los Rashi says the einu nifsalim belina. If they were not put on the mizbeach, so therefore the mitzvah is to burn the fats at night. Any carb you're supposed to eat on one day and the following night.
And there the Chacham say beforeish ad chatzos.
Yes, let's see right now. Mitzvah son meikar hadin. You can eat the entire day and the entire night until Alois Hashachar. Mitzvah son ad shiela amur Hashachar. Im kein lama amur Chacham ad chatzos only. By the eating of the by Kriya Shema, and by the eating of Kadoshim, Chazal wanted the Kadoshim to be consumed by Chatzos, kedei laharchik adam min ho'aver, because if you allow a person to dilly dally and to wait until Chatzos, he's going to fall asleep, he's going to forget, and then before you blink, if we're going to let a person until Alois HaShachar, correct?
Right.
He's going to forget. And it'll fall asleep, and it'll be morning, and he will not have said Kriya Shema. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the fats, when it comes to the eating of Kadoshim, he will forget, and it'll become morning. It'll be possible with Lina, and it's Noisar, and it has to be burnt, and it's not a good thing to bring Kadoshim to the base Hasreifa, to the base Hapsol. Okay, right. Tana. Heichel Koy Dikzoni Meimosai. This Tana, what is his reference point? The Tana over here, when he says Meimosai, from when? The word me'emosai is a reference word. He's saying, in other words, the Tanu, when he wrote this Mishnah, he had in front of him a something. He had a pasuk in the Torah, and he was bothered. Vos meint us? What does it mean? What does it mean, this pasuk? And he asked the question: what is the reference point that the word me'emosai is referring to? Tana, hechokai. What was he studying? What was he learning, observing? Dikotani me'emosai, that he made that statement. Visu, question number two. Maishna, the Tanu ba'arvis bereisha. Listen to the shachris bereisha. Why do we say myra first? What do we say in the Bishop of the Kriyas Mashal Arvis? Let's discuss Kriyas Mashal Shachris. Why is Shachris better than Ma'ariv? So what does Rashi, what does Tosfos say? Listen to the Shachris Bereisha, Kedashkan, B'Yutamish, where do we hear the shir from? Who gave the shir on this? Who are we hearing the shir from? You know who we hear this from? Tosfos in the bottom. What's the most casual? What do you mean? I mean, of course. Of course.
We're learning the beginning of the Masechta. So maybe what you say, of course, is because you didn't learn it yet. Because now we're starting at the beginning. Starting getting a brachas.
It's night.
So we don't know yet.
Look at the Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. On the very towards the bottom, the Tini Tosfos, Lishnei, the Shachris Bereisha. Why? Could Ashkechan, B'tamid Shal Dechsev, Shal Boiker Tchila, So the Gemara is using a Merdik Yisoid, that Kriya Shema should pattern Tamid. Kriya Shema is a chelik, a Merdik alumnus, a ton of alumnus on this. What's the most kasha? When does the day begin? The day begins at night. So of course we should begin the Masechta Brachos with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. What's the most kasha that we should be in the Kriya Shema Shel Shachris?
So what?
It's just because, very good. The Talmud Shel Shachar is a Kriya Shema.
Because all Avoidas of a Yid start in the morning.
But Kriya Shema is an Avoida. Who's Kriya Shema is an Avoida? That's exactly what the Tanna is coming to show over here, is that Kriya Shema is the din avoida, gewaldik. It's exactly the aside.
By the way, the first kasha, what was? I think you missed something.
Yes, you didn't give it out. Explain it.
How did you understand the first? What was the first kasha?
Me'emosai. The word me'emosai is translated as
presupposes.
From when?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That means you don't just start with me'emosai. Me'emosai, that word is only can be said if you're learning something else. You're reading a pasuk in the Torah, and the pasuk is vague, and now you want to know me'emosai. When it says in the Torah to do this, what is the zman? Me'emosai, what is the early zman? So we don't know the background. There is no hagdama.
About this concept of laning krishma.
Correct. Right, correct. Right. I think when you see the answer, it'll be clear. I don't have the words to say. So therefore, we listen to Shachas Bereisha. So now the Gemara answers both questions in one shot. The Tana, the answer is Tana Akro Koi. The Tana was learning Chumash. He was giving a shiur to the king and learning Chumash. The sentence of the pasuk B'shach B'cha, when you lie down, uvekumecha, and when you get up, v'hachi katani. It says when you lie down, when does a person lie down to go to sleep? Do you lie down at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock, or 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock? Kriya Shema, the Kriya Shema, so never, Zman, Kriya Shema, B'shchiva, Eimas, that's Me'emosai. When do people go to sleep? We need a halachic definition of the Zman, Shechiva. When does the Yid go to sleep? You can tell me when a Goy goes to sleep. You can tell me when this one, but when does the Yid Me'emosai, when is the Zman when the person goes to sleep? And the answer is, a person goes to sleep, Mishra is equivalent to the time when the Kehanim, Mishra Shach Kehanim, Mechnasim, Lecho B'tu Masan. That's the answer. The answer number two.
But the Kasha is still better, because he's asking, where do we see, how come the mission didn't start bringing the source, Kriya Shema?
Why didn't it? The Gemara, this is Torah Shebal Peh. We're not learning Torah Shebal Chsaf. The Gemara begins with Torah Shebal Peh, but Torah Shebal Peh is built upon the foundation of Torah Shebichsaf. So Me'emosai, from which pasuk in the Torah was the Tana learning in the Torah that he wants to understand the Torah Shebal Peh from that pasuk in the Torah? What's the foundation, the Yisoid? And the answer is B'shach B'cha. Now, when you go to sleep. So when taka does a person begin to go to sleep? Do you go to sleep at 5 o'clock or 10 o'clock? answer number to the by Sema Yalov Mibriyashal Oilam. Now, wait a minute.
He still didn't answer the second one.
And now we're giving the second answer. Now, let's close. That is answer number one. Now, that answer answers both questions. That answer answers two stones in one shot. Number one, it says in the pasuk, we're not going with Tomit. It says in the pasuk, b'shach b'cha, when you lie down. Uvikumecha, and then it says when you get up.
Yeah.
The order is first kriyashma shel arvis, then kriyashma shel shachris. And now we want to know, that's the pasuk, and now we want to know, when is the beginning of the zman? Answer number two. Answer number two is why? Why do we start the second question? Why do we start with the evening Kriya Shema, not the morning Kriya Shema? Liboy Seima Yolif Mibriyasa Shel Olam Anayadin. That Kriya Shema is goes basa the zman the creation the seva he erev he vayker yoyim echad and bris olam the erev vayker.
So he's giving another answer of the second answer. Second answer,
not the first kasha. In the first kasha, we now know everyone agrees you cannot go away from the first pasuk. B'shach b'cha, when you go to sleep. Now we want to know, when is the zman when you begin to go to sleep? As far as why do we focus on Kriya Shema Shal Shachar, Shal Arvis, and not Shal Shachar? Two reasons. Number one, because in the pasuk it says B'shach b'cha before it says Uvikumecha. Number two, it says Vayi Ere Vayi Voiker. Fine. So why later in the Masechta we discuss the Brachos, we discuss the Birchos, we discuss the Birchos Kriya Shema, Shachris, and what do we do in the morning? How many Brachos do we make in the morning? We make three blessings,
two
blessings before, one after. At night we make four blessings. So, at night it's two before, two after. When was the last time Davin Ma'arif? I don't even remember the last time.
Okay?
So the question is why later in the Masechta we discuss the brachas is Shacharis
first.
Now that we've concluded that at night comes first because we have a vayikar or because of uveshach uvumecha, so we say it as well. So further the words of Kasha. Let's say Marv, the Gemara says, here's the sequence. We're going in sequence. Tana, the beginning of the Masechta, the Tana, Pasach ba'arvis because of Vayir Vayikar, or because of B'shach b'chufmecha. And then we learn, then we discuss when is the man Kriya Shema B'shachris. Once we're still Isaac and Kriya Shema Shal Shachris, we mashlim and we test the brachos of Shachris, and then we go back to the brachos of Kriya Shema. The Hodah, Parish Mila the Shachris, the Hodah Parish Mila the Arvis. Amamar. Now we begin to share a sugya. So hold on to your seatbelts. We're going out over here and we're going through five/six different zmanim. That's within the zmanim. We're in the sugi now. Okay.
Okay. Whatever.
A little bit. Shtickle. A little bit. Okay, you're right. It's a segue. Three medium stars. So why are you bringing around the bush? Say the mission's man.
Listen,
go be explicit. It's teaching another halacha. Chavarein. When they truma, mishah says chavim. And what's the chiddush? Welcome, Ashmolan. The kaparo loim akva. It's teaching another halacha. The first, the halacha himself. The teaching that kaparo is not mak. You don't have to be mechuper to learn Torah. You just learn. You learn no matter what. And what do you mean over here? A koyin is a zav, or a koyin is a mitzora. What does he need to do? What?
Which is the connection to last? Less
after. Very good. Zav. The end of the lesson is need to enter the sugi of ziva. A koyin is a zav. So what is the halacha? So the halacha is not only does he has to go through Zayin Nikim to become Tahar.
Right.
After he gets to Zayin Nikim, he has to bring a carbon, a special carbon for a Zaf. When is the earliest man when he can bring the carbon?
In the morning.
In the morning, on the next day, on the eighth day. So therefore, when can he go to mikvah?
Yeah.
He can go to mikvah at night. When can he eat truma? At night. So he does not need to bring the korban for ziva in order to eat truma. A kohen can eat truma gedoyla when he has mikvah and Harav Shemesh, even before he brings the korban. He brings these mechusar kipurim. He did not yet bring his korbanos. Hakamash malan. He does not need to bring the korbanos.
At night.
No, he doesn't.
So then
you're right. Of course. He needs Harav Shemesh. He goes to mikvah by day. Azov goes to mikvah by day.
It's also part of what it's learning, right?
Right. And then at night, they say sakol chavim. And now he's tall.
So just like he's learning kapara loy makvah, he's learning the mikvah is makvah.
Of course, mikvah is makvah.
Okay, I don't know.
He goes to mikvah by day, and then by day, and then at night it says sakoy chavim, and now he can eat truma, but he still cannot. He cannot eat kachim.
Right.
He cannot eat kachim until he brings the korbanos. He cannot go into the Beis Hamikdash, and it says nichnasin leechol bitruma son. They can eat truma at night. Even that, the only makvah. Ketanya. Now here we get a little complicated. It says in the past that the kohen is tameh, he goes to mikvah.
He's bringing a rye now.
Right, now there's a very difficult shugum over here. I have to hold up. It says in the past the kohen goes to mikvah. The kohen goes to mikvah. He's tameh. Uvo hashemesh v'toher. How? I'm going to give you now, I'll tell you the Gemara in one nutshell. How do you translate these words? Uvo hashemesh v'toher. I'm going to give you two translations, which is not the way anyone would translate. Both translations are not, they're not the way the average person on the street would translate the pasuk. The first translation is Uvah HaShemesh, the sun sets. Now really, is that the correct translation of the word Uvah? Uvah normally means will come. Doesn't the word Ba mean to come? Bo! Bo Eli.
HaShemesh Ba, we say Yom Kippur night.
HaShemesh Ba.
That's good, it's sinking.
Okay, but generally when it says the word Ba, Bo Eli. Bo Eli. The word Bo. Bo el paro.
Sun sets.
Bo el paro.
It goes to Marav.
You would think, like, I'm thinking of reason. The word bo ordinarily means to come.
No, bo doesn't mean go. Come.
Come. Fine. So, enechanami bo, probably have to make a drush there as well. The word bo typically means to come. However, we are not going to translate it in the literal sense. Bo means bo hashemesh, means the sun sets.
Right.
The sun is going. Going down. I guess the komatz of a ba changes the context of the shemesh. It's going down into below the horizon.
Right.
Vitoher. Now, what is the subject of the word vitoher? Vitoher. The person
he's
is tamei. No, that's what I would think. Vitoher means the day has
purified him.
The day is over.
Yeah.
No.
The day purified.
No. I told you, we're not learning the Simchat Pasuk. V'toher means the day is over. The word, I told you, the two translations are not the way any person would translate the Pasuk. The Pshuta Shel Mikro here means Ubo HaShemesh. The sun sets below the horizon. V'toher, the day. The subject of the word V'toher is not a person. It's not a holy thing. It's not a ritual matter. It's a mundane expression. V'toher, the day is gone and done. Wow. Goodbye, good riddance. V'toher, Ubo HaShemesh, the ball of the sun goes away below the horizon.
Right.
V'toher, the day has been dismissed.
Right.
Okay, let's use that word loosely. Dismissed. V'toher. We don't believe it's Rashi. Rashi, there is no Rashi. Bia Shemesh, we'll see on the base in a second. Or, is that the pshat? Or, I'll give you another pshat in the pasuk. Ubo HaShemesh means sunrise. Sunrise. Come here, young, little boy. Little boy, come here. Ubo, to come. The sun rises. V'toher, it's an instruction. It's a command. You, the Kohen, we are giving you instructions. Bring your korban and you will now be purified.
To eat kachim.
You hear the difference?
Yeah.
Is it Uvo HaShemesh, the sun sets, and the subject of the word V'toher is the day, and the day is over, or Uvo HaShemesh, the sun rises.
The next morning,
V'toher, and the subject is the person, and we command you to go and bring a korban that you obligated in order that you can eat kadoshim, and only when you can eat kadoshim can you eat truma. Yes. So Rashi now he says, now Darsh is the first way. Okay. When the sun sets, and vitoher means the day is over. And we do not need him to bring a carbon to, we do not need this carbon. In fact, the Gemara, really? Right. How do you know that's found in the pasuk? It means biashemesh. It means sunset. V'hai v'toher tohar yoima. You see? Tohar yoima. The day is over. The day is over. It doesn't mean purity. It means day is over. Dilma maybe means bias oyro, it means the sun rises. Right. And my vitohar means it's a command. It's a command. My vitohar, tohar gavra, we command you go to bring your carbon. Look at Rashi.
Rashi says that, yeah.
But we command you, bring the carbon. Oh my, that's the most kasha. Now, if you learn like that, then what would the result be? You're not allowed to eat teruma until the next morning comes and the sun rises. And
if that's the case, what happened?
That means
so the kasha goes back. How do you know?
Exactly. So this is
as I said before.
The Mishnah, exactly. The Mishnah is coming to tell us the pshat and the pasuk. The Mishnah is coming to tell us Emosai Koyan Emos Wansban Kriyashma Kriyashma Shal Arvis, which is Tzesak of Chavan night.
How do you know that pasuk is talking about sunset? Maybe
that's exactly what the Gemara of the Tan of the Mishnah is going to prove in one moment. Yeah, he's going to prove it. He's coming to teach us the pshat in the pasuk. How do you know that? How do you know this? Utagavo the Amarabo Barab Shilo and came to Mekra Vi Yitai. And the pasuk Va Shemesh Vi Toher. If the pasuk means sunrise
day, in the morning,
and it's a command, then it's not grammatically correct. It should say the vav. It says the yud. We're missing the yud. The yitar.
The person.
The yitaher. The yitaher.
He should
retire. My vit does not say the yud. My vitoher. It has to be going on the day. It means tohar yoima. To the amri inshallah, like people say the arev shimsha. People say that the sun has set.
It's
the idake yoima, and the day is dismissed. Correct. Idake, look at Rashi. Idake, loshoin ovar, nispano, mino oilam, it passed from the word Hashemesh.
Okay, nispano means
the turn of the oilam Hashemesh. Hashemesh ba, so now you know where it comes from. Yom yifne.
Right.
So now you know where it comes from.
So Torah means the day.
It comes from that base. Take out your machzor tonight and make sure you make a note in your machzor that you learn today pshat in Yom Kippur do davening the Yom Ne'ilah the Makar comes from that base.
The day has ended.
The day is ended. Ovar upon
it. We have
to end the daf also.
Vayta
the Rava the Rava. Rava the Rava. So hold the Rava Barab. Never heard this ganze shuk
tera. From this
whole drash of the Yitoher. The Yitoher. They never heard this whole dilemma. Ubal lo amibaya and they posed the dilemma. Hi, Shein the Torah, Baal Shemesh, what does it mean? We never heard the answer. It says, Baal Shemesh, does it mean, Bias Shimshai, who, Uma Vitoher, Tohar Yoima, Idilma, Bias Oira, who, sunrise,
Uma
Vitoher, Tohar Gavra. The Hoga Pashtula from a different Makar, Bibraisa. The Torah Bibraisa, similar to it, says, Akachavim, Shmamino. Now, in other words, Halacha Lamoshim, he said, what is the nafin between these two Mahalcha, between Bimarova and between the Bavli? Here, right away, you have a Hakdama to Chalit and Bavli and Yishambi. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Messiah. It's Messiah. In Bavli, it was an analytical. This is a more ridiculous Gemara. This little Gemara over here is mamish. The chilik, the mahusa. We want to get a whole show on this. One time, in the morning call, the difference between the mahalach of Bavli and Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, the ikar mahalach is down up. You start grassroots. You take a pasuk and you harva to understand it and analytical to be medayik in the psukim, right. And you reach a maskana. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Kabbalah. It's Mesorah. We have a Mesorah, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. This is Shan the Pasuk. Don't confuse me with letters and words. We have a tradition.
So what's the answer to the Quintet Yisrael?
Eretzol, it's the same Maskana. We have a Pasuk. There are two ways, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. There are two ways to Shan the Pasuk. Don't go, start making diyukim. You're going to confuse us. We have a Mesorah, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai.
That what, that this Pasuk is referring
means
to?
Means the sun setting, and V'tochem means the day is over. Okay, Shema Aminah,
Biashim. Could you repeat it again?
What do you say in the Brayis? The Brayis does not give any analytical reasoning. Does not make the yukim in the letter yud. It just says, Midotonim b'braisa, similar dover. It's similar dover. What is the similar dover? How do you know the pasuk? The pasuk can be turned in two ways. The pasuk can go azoy and it go azoy. So the Brayis is a Mesorah. The Brayis, the Mesorah Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, is similar dover. Say sakoy chavim. The Brayis, that's no reason. It's not telling you the. It's not telling you. It's not proving it to you. It's not giving you a proof. Because in Eretz Yisrael, Torah is Misinai. In Bavel, the Torah is Ocha Misinai, but we work in a different direction. Vayta Shema Amina Biashim Shehu means sun setting. Umay V'Toher means Torah Yom of the day is over. Why is he
throwing the word similar to Tzitz Kechavim?
Because the plastic can go both ways. Maybe means sunrise. That's the dilemma. Ubo Hashemesh is sunset or sunrise. Similar dover. What's similar dover? Prove it to me. What is the Gemara over here doing? Where's the Makar? See that safe over here? That's what it says not safe. He says safe over there, that yellow safe and the teeth left. That's where it says the whole chiddush I just told you.
Right.
Now we're going to go into the five different zmanim. Amar, hold on to your seats. Amar, Yisra, Shakai, Nechlas, Mechel, Bitu, Mosam, Vimini, Revis, Tiyo, Nimisai, Kali, Nishma, Bo'arovin. In the evening, a nayas man mishaani nichnas lachapitoi b'melach at shosh oimid lipotem mitach sudasai. Okay, we have the early zman, the late zman. What's the early zman? When an ani, he goes into his home to eat his bread with the salt until the normal amount of time when an ani leaves his meal. Now, no one knows what the zman. This, it does not appear that anyone has any clue as to the end of the zman. One thing is for certain: the early zman, the end zman. The end zman according to the zman of the Yomar is not the Ashmoyer Rishayna. It does not take 3 hours to eat a meal. It takes three or four, depending. Right. Does not take 3 or 4. Therefore, when it says that the latest zman that a person can say Kriya Shema is basically 10-15 minutes. How long does it take a poor man to eat a meal?
Five. The latest zman of the earliest zman.
What do you mean the earliest zman? There's only one zman.
The zman that you, when is, how early in the night can you say Kriya Shema?
Zman Kriya Shema is from the time that a poor man goes into his home to eat his bread and
when
salt.
When is that?
Yes.
And the end is
oh,
when
the
how
end
long
of
it takes
when,
the,
until when you can
until
say
when,
Shema?
Until when?
Okay.
Until when can you say Shema? 5 minutes later.
Wow.
Every single night you have a 5 minute window to say Kriya Shema.
Period.
Zehu, according That's to this zman Yama. And what is the zman when the ani goes to eat his bread? So we assume now, the Gemara is going to assume that it's the same exact zman as Tzitzik Kechavim. That's the Gemara's assumption.
Yeah, but Rashi says he couldn't afford a camel. How was they able to eat without a camel?
So what was it? What do you mean he goes in early? Because let me give you some foreshadowing. The average person is rich. Mm-hmm. Not rich. You want to eat in daylight. The hanor of eating food is that you can see the food. If you cannot see the food, there is no hanah in eating the food. So a person who can afford has candlelight. He's not in any rush to eat his food because he'll eat his food by candlelight later in the evening. But a poor man does not have candles and he wants to see what he's eating. So he's going to eat when there's still some light outside. But work is not over. So here the Bible, this
Moses, wait, even after three stars come out,
exactly,
still
you hit the nail on the head.
Still light a
that's
little?
Right, and this in is the Yisoid. That's right, this is Yisoid. That all the poets can say that today the oil is so machmir, and we wait until it's pitch black darkness, and they go darker. Everyone says, right. Moshe says, Klar, is because we do not know how to make the calculation, but it's clear as day. Pun intended,
clear as day
from Chazal and many sources, right. Is that the Zman of Tzeis HaKechavim is a lot earlier than when we really think it is.
If you go outside, at Shabbos, you can see that the sun is still setting over there, there's still some light, you can still three. Still
but the sun has to set. I mean, who says even that's correct? It's a whole other whole Shabbos. The sun is still. Okay, but one thing is for sure. From this Gemara, it's clear as day, is that the time that it's already called, that when people go to sleep.
By the way, who says Bainim? I think it says Katanim. It's already pitch dark.
It could be even earlier.
Even later.
What?
That you can see
no,
three stars.
Beinoinim. That's a chumra. No.
Okay.
So then we have over here a Mordek Yisoid. Everyone agrees that you have to understand the premise. Everyone agrees that you cannot say Kriya Shema it has to be a zman of Laila. It has to be a gedr of Laila. And an oni goes in to eat his bread when it's already Laila, but it's still a little bit amount of light. In the Gemara's Hava Amina, the Gemara holds the zman, even though it doesn't say this, it's going to be clear from the few lines down the page, the zman of Tzei Sakhar Chavim, what we're accustomed to talking about, when the stars come out, which means three medium stars, and the zman, when a poor man goes into his home to eat his bread with salt, and he goes in when there's still some small amount of light in the sky, so he can have the hanah of eating his bread, is exactly the same. Exactly the same.
Otherwise, well, it can't be the same, because otherwise, what's the stira? He's asking a stira.
What's stira? Let's
he's
see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see.
Remember,
that's
Akasha.
Omar,
so what's the
there's
kasha?
No stira.
So
what's the kasha now?
He's right. Let's see. Let's see. You're right. You are correct.
Okay.
I am wrong. Uruminu. Meimasai kon shma biyavim. Mishua she'ani nichnas lecho pita bimelach ad shasha imed li potom. Save the Gemara says you're right. Sefer, you're right, is Vadai Peliga Mastis. And the Sefer, because the mission says that the Zman is the end of the first watch. And here it says when the Ani leaves his meal.
Yes.
Okay, get a 5-minute window. But Reisha, the answer to the Stira, the apparent Stira between the Reisha, the Kohanim, Nichnas, Nachabutumas, and Tizachavim, and the Ani, Reisha. My answer is for me, Lema Peliga Amas Nisan. The Reish is the early Zman. The word Reish
means the early Zman,
the beginning of the Zman and the end of the Zman. So the end of the Zman clearly of this bride is in disagreement. But the beginning of the Zman, who says it's Machlekes Reish? Me, Lema Peliga Amas Nisan. Loi.
And therefore,
it's the same zman. It's not a stira. The Gemara is answering, and it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. The way the Gemara uses the language, the way the loy.
So the kasha is only on the sefer.
Not a stira. That's not. They disagree.
Okay.
But the reisha, the Gemara now at this moment in time is of the opinion
that
they're exactly the same moment. I think it's the Gemara's maskan as well. We'll see more. A new opinion. Opinion number three. When the people eat dinner Friday night, people eat dinner Friday night earlier than a regular night. Why not? Right. Because the regular evening they first cook. You come home from work, it's dark, you first cook. But Friday night, it's Muchan Lesuda.
It's the difference
is earlier. It's different. You eat right away. It's the earliest man. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Nothing more. Now, we don't know exactly this moment in time what time that is. How does that compare relative to Tzei Sakha Chavim? But let's hold off for 1 second. But L'Choira, even though we have not yet defined, we will define in a few moments. We have not yet defined exactly when that moment is, but it's not the same as Tzei Sakha Chavim. Divrei Meir. V'achacham Maimrim. Mishor Shakayam Zakoyim Lechel B'Trimosin. Oh! Simodover says Chacham. That's the Silba Chachamim. The Chacham over here are the same thing as the Mishnah. By the way, the Mishnah was Rabbi Eliezer.
Right.
David Eliezer. The Gemara is going to say not so pasha. When it says Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, it's really going on the end. The Seif's man.
Correct.
And this man. And the Reish can only be that. That's going to be the most.
Of course, everybody.
Well, that we have to see in a moment. But here it's clear as day that the Chachamim said it's going to be Tzei Sakha Chavim. But what have we lived here in the passing? A Naya's man. We have now a third Zman. We have a Tzei Sakha Chavim, only pass b'melach, and now a Zman of Friday night. Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to be the same.
At this point in the half minute, we are assuming that Ani and Bnei Adam are going together.
Want to say now that there's going to be the same Zman, Ani, but we also said, if you want the Ani, who eats the bread, and Bnei Adam Friday night are the same Zman, and we also concluded that that's the same Zman as the Kohanim, Nichnas, and Lechel, B'Trumos, and Zacham. So all three are the same Zman. Everyone is saying the same thing. Right? If we just conclude that A equals B, and you announce that B equals C, so A equals C. A equals B equals C. Everyone's saying the same thing. Can't be, because there are different names being attributed to all these different people. The Af, we should write a love, how could you know? What is this? The Gemara is going to say, what is the ability of Shinemar?
There's no Agav Orcha that you can learn. Before we said Agav Orcha, that you can learn that the truma, that's when you can eat truma without waiting for your carbon. You're not learning anything from here.
What? What carbon? Wait till my carbon. What carbon?
Forget it.
The Av Apishen Ra'adav Zeichadav. And what is this statement going on? The Gemara, even the day that the Tzei Sachem is the end, going back on the Chacham. The Chachamim say Sachem. You have to remember, this goes back to the Ershti Yisrael of the Masechta. Kriyashma has nothing to do with Tzei Sachem. Whoever told you that, the never learned this Masechta. 0, 0, 0. Kriyashma is b'shachbicha, when you lie down, when you begin to go to sleep, it happens to be a convenience, a coincidence, that when a person goes to sleep, halacha l'maisa, we paskin, when do you begin to go to sleep? When the stars come out. But if anyone who asks you, when is the zman to say kriya shema? The zman to say kriya shema is when you, the zman, when the average person begins to go to sleep. Yeah. Okay. And when does that happen? Now wait a minute. Who says you go to sleep when it gets tzeis hakachavim? According to that was the mark. You worked the whole night. Don't you work the whole night? Stay up 3 o'clock in the morning every night, working, doing mishigas, going online, who knows what.
Back then was a different.
But even back then, who says you go to sleep by day? There's a pasuk that says that at night you don't work.
Uh-huh.
At night you go to sleep. When they built the chaymos Yerushalayim. You see that? You talk about zecher lechorban. The chaymos Yerushalayim, the first half of Shas is all about the chaymos of Yerushalayim. There's so much dusha there. The af anachnu oisnim bevelach nechemya. We're doing molacha. The chetz yamachzik bevelachim. Half the people they were security. Here, Maisa, today.
What does Ramacha mean?
Ramacha
means
spears. I never, the first time in my life, I saw in Brooklyn today state troopers. They were standing there. So what do you see? That melacha. You only do melacha ad.
And then bring the second pasuk.
So you only add another pasuk. That you only do work by day.
Right.
You don't do work at night. So therefore, we're back with my vibe. Why don't you know the process? The first one was not sufficient. Because maybe you will say that people do work less than the day. In other words, people stop working when the sun sets. And so maybe the Zman Kriyashma should be when the sun sets Shkia. Because people will...
Maybe then they're working overtime. They started early and they went and stopped late. But really, the time is earlier.
For the first part, I would have thought that.
The first part, Mechi Arva Shimsho Lelu, who when the sun sets, then it's already called Laila, and that's the time when you can say Kriyashma.
Right.
And the pasuk that says that they worked until, say, Sakhal Chavim, they were going overtime.
Oh, they started early
and
later.
So now, what do we take over here? We have now a third opinion of Erev of Friday night. It comes out now that everyone is saying exactly the same thing. So, if you told me before, the oni v'koyin chachiruhu. Right, Erev Shabbat. So it comes out now that the Chacham, Hainu Rebbe Meir, because the Chacham says, right, says, Tzeis Hakol Chavim is what the Chachamim says. Shakoyanam Zakon Lecha B'Tumasan. And we said before that the Oni, and the first opinion in this price was
B'nei Adam
Nichnasim Lecha Pitim De'arim Shabbosais, which is also Tzeis Hakol Chavim. So they say exactly the same thing. Haider Meir. El Lashmamina, the only way to avoid this contradiction, that everyone should not be saying exactly the same thing, is to go back and say, El Lashmamina, Oni Shir Lechud, they're not going to be exactly the same. They're going to be that. What they are, that we have yet to define. That's a later point. But before we get to figure out the order, the Seder HaDavarim, but one thing we have to show, it has to be different Shirim, otherwise it's going to be, they cannot be that Rabbi Meir and the Chacham, who are back to back in this Brisa, are saying the same thing. Rabbi Meir says that it's Bnei Adam, and the Chum say it's Tzeis HaKochavim. They cannot be exactly the same thing, and the only way to make them not the same thing is to say that Bnei Adam is not going to be the same thing as
Ani and Koyin. Ani
and
Koyin
are not going to be the same Shurim. So the more Bnei Shurim, look, no, it's not so.
Ani
and Koyin, Chad Shurim. But the other way around, the Ani Bnei Adam, our original premise is correct. The Ani and say sakachavim is the zelbazach.
And you lump, you put ani together with the kain, and the bnei adam is by themselves.
Bnei adam lav chachiruhu. Now the gemara is really, I'm not too happy with that.
And ani does it a little before.
The gemara is saying we don't know yet this man.
instead of lumping the ani with the bnei adam, lump the ani with the kain.
All we know now is that the ani and is the same as ani say sakachavim, but the adam is a different zman. We have not yet figured out what the different zman is. But now the gemara is still. Goes really
you got the five opinions.
When Shabbos begins, okay, Dev Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shoyman, Rabbi Shoshah, Kaim, Mitohar, Melecha, Mitumas, and they go to Mikvah. Now, yeah. Wait, take a step back. I'm sorry. When he says when the Kiddush means Tzichavim, that's Tzichavim. I'm sorry, that's it, Tzichavim. Shekodash, Hayoim, Be Avri, Shabbos, it means that Tzay Sakhar Chavim. When the Shabbos begin? Vayere Vavoyke, Shabbos begins Tzay Sakhar Chavim.
This is Benash Moshes.
Shekodash? No, that's Mitoharin.
Yeah, Rashi says Benash Moshes, yeah. That's
so, a half minutes. Before that. Sadi was a Goliath, fine. Before that, fine. Okay, Dibra Belezer, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Mishoshachim, Mitoim Lecha Mitchumas, and they go to the Mikvah.
After.
They go after Ben Ashmash. Wait, well, where is this?
They went to the Mikvah already. That's a later opinion, Rabbi Hananya.
No.
They went to the Mikvah already over here.
Mishoshachim, Mitoim Lecha. Oh, yeah, okay. After. So you take the Chama. Mishoshachim, Mitoim Lecha.
He's doing Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, right? Rabbi Yeshua Oimer?
Mishoshachim, Mitoim Lecha Mitchumas.
That's Sesuka Chavim. Shangigang into the Mikvah.
Right. When it's that's man say sakachavim. So far, what do we have? We have some over here. Yeah, review.
According to Rashi, it sounds like they're also eating when they're allowed to eat the
karm. Right. No. That's no. One more time. Says bein ashmoshes.
Yes.
Okay. Next, number two. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Mishua Shakam Mitoharim Lecha B'Tumasin Say Sakachavim. Okay. Next, number three. Rabbi Meir Meir Mishah Shakayhanim Toivlim when they go to Mikvah,
which is before Ben Ashmashes,
which we don't really know when it is now. It's before Ben Ashmashes. Shakayhanim Toivlim Lecha B'Tumasan. Okay, three opinions. Omar Lo Rabbi Yehuda V'Halakayhanim. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. According to Rameh, Shakayhanim Toivlim B'Tumasan. When is that?
When they go to Mikvah before Ben Ashmashes. Well, it's
Vadayoyin. Before Rabbi Yeshua, I meant Rabbi Yeshua.
Rabbi Yeshua says Say Sakay Chavim.
Oh, so that's the same as Rabbi
Yehuda. Oh, no,
not exactly.
Say Sakay Chavim.
Okay.
And Rabbi Yehuda Shakayhanim Toivlim B'Tumasan. They go to Mikvah. When you go to Mikvah by day. You go by day. No one holds you can say Kriyas Mashal Arvis by day because you don't go to sleep by day.
Right.
By day, you're supposed to be awake. Right. And therefore, cannot possibly be. And there's no answer. There's going to give an answer. Right? Now we go to answer number four. Rechanino Oimer Mishosha Oni. Oh, here we go. The Oni now comes in the picture. Sha'oni Nichnas Lachopita B'melach. So they cannot. But what do we need Al-Gamal? You see over here that it's not the same. There are different opinions presented. And if it's the same Brysa, the Zman of the Oni eating the Melach is not the same as Say Sakai Chol. Him. How could you say it's the same thing? Rabbi Achai the Amri Lo Rabbi Achai Oimer Mishosh Shuvah Bnei Adam Nichnasim Lohasev and Nai Zman a much later Zman, very late. The earliest Zman you can say Kriya Shema. Would you believe this is past Pesach Kochavim? Very late. Now, the Amari to Ani v'Koyim v'Chad Shiruhu, Rabbi Chanina Hain Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says, Seis HaKachavim. And Rabbi Chanina says, the Ani, the Zel Bazach, it cannot possibly be El Alash Maminah, Shiruhu, the Ani, Luchud, Vishud, the Koyim v'Chud, Shmaminah, Eino Chanami. So now, where do we take away all this Zman? Now, let's put them in order. Hey, Minayu Me'ucha, which is the latest Zman?
Right.
Of the two, of the Ani and Seis HaKachavim, and the Stavra, the Ani Me'uchar. Ani is even later than Tzei Sakachavim. There's still light.
Without the candles?
What? Like because later? Obviously when we call Tzei Sakachavim, it's not what they call Tzei Sakachavim.
Oh, I see. That's what you're saying.
So the Ani Mukhtar, the Ani Mukhtar, Rabbi Chanin, if you're going to say, now here's the alumnus, if you're going to say that the Ani is going to be before the Gemara, there are breakpoints. You just can't go in the middle. Because what comes before, if it's not going to be Tzei Sakachavim, what's the next slot? Ben Ashmashas. So if you're going to say that it's going to be before, then it's going to come out that the Oni is going to be exactly the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer. The Diyamarita, the Mukdim, Rabbi Eliezer. El Alav Shmam. No, we don't want to go back. We don't want to make them to the same. We have to go forward. You can't go backwards because that's already occupied that space.
El
Alav Shmam. The Oni Mucha Shmam. Let's go a few lines weiter. Amar, we'll come back and we'll summarize all the Zman in one moment. Let's first finish a few more lines. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, V'Halei Koyanim, V'Oyim Heim Toivlim. He's a gestag kasha. How can you say that when they go to mikvah, but it was by day, no one goes to sleep by day? You can't say that. Shapir, Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, a gestag kasha.
Get gefragt.
Rabbi Meir, I have an answer. You're judging me based upon your Ben HaAshmash. You hold that Ben HaAshmash is 13 and a half minutes, a chatzi mil. Half a mil before Tzei Sakachavim. So therefore, Einoch Inam, if you're going to go to Mikvah before the Ben HaAshmash is of a chatzi mil, it's Taka Vadayoyin. That's inconsistent with the Pasuk that says B'shoch B'cha. But guess what? I have a different understanding of Ben Hashmoshes. I know a Ben Hashmosh Rabbi Yosi Kamina, the Omar Rabbi Yosi Ben Hashmosh Kerefayin, Zenichnas Vizayotse, that Ben Hashmosh lasts for a split second. And when is the Ben Hashmoshes? The second before it says Sakai Chavim.
And that's what he means, that's what
he's talking about. And then he holds, and when do Kohanim go to Mikvah? They go to Mikvah a second before that. So
second before the Ben Hashmoshes.
The second Ben Hashmoshes. The Ben Hashmosh of
Yosi. 2 seconds before.
Two seconds before it says. Sakai Chavim is three stars. A second before that is Ben Hashmoshes. 2 seconds before that is when the Kohanim go to Mikvah. Oh, but it's Vada Yoim. I'm masking. It's Vada Yoim. But even though it's Vada Yoim, it's already called the Zman Shechiva. That's the Chish of the Gemara. Shreem Chiddush. If you learn that, it's going to be 13, half a mil, right. Let's say 13 minutes before Shkia, then, and a second before that, you cannot call that Zman Shechiva. Impossible. You cannot call that Zman when you go to sleep. But if you're going to follow the Zbena Shmosho Yisrab Yoisi, which means a second before it says Akachavim, so the Zman, when you go to Mikvah, when you're going to Mikvah, it's Vadayoim. But it's only 2 seconds before Ben Hashmoshes. For 2 seconds.
Everybody says you tell someone it's during the day.
Vada during the day. It has to be Vadai Vadayom L'Chovadeus. But the problem is, if it's Vada Vadayom, can that be called the Zman of Shechiva?
Right.
So according to, if you hold it's going to be 2 seconds before Ben Hashmoshes, that's called the Zman Shechiva. But if it's going to be 13 minutes.
2 seconds, why not 1 second before Ben Hashmoshes?
Because Ben Hashmoshes is the second before Tzitzak Chovim.
Correct.
So 2 seconds before that is the Zman Tzitzak.
I got it.
Can be called Shechiva. But if you want to go back to the regular Ben Hashmosh of 13 and a half minutes and then go back 13 and a half minutes plus 1 second, Vadayoyim, that's not called Zman Shechiva.
Right.
And that's why we have to go back.
Very interesting.
You cannot pinpoint it. Now, in the process, we mentioned over here, so theoretical. Process over here, we have a stimuli between the two Emeirs, Kasha Emeir, other Emeir, because we have two Emeirs. We have all these multiple brises. One brises says,
Arish
Abbasas. And the other one, the over here, he says, they go to Mikvah, Astira, Trey Tanoi, Lid Emeir. This is Machlok, because Emeir said. We don't. No one knows what the Rebbe said.
And which is earlier as
well? Oh, we'll kind of one second. We'll finish 1 second. Kasha, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer. In Rebbe Eliezer, the Mishnah says what? Say Sakai Chavim. And what does it say over here in this price to Rebbe Eliezer? What was the Shita Rebbe Eliezer over here in this price? So what does Rebbe Eliezer say?
Arish Abbasus. That was the first opinion.
Bein Hashmashos. So is it Bein Hashmashos or is it Sakai Chavim? So we have seen the Kasha Rebbe Eliezer trade tonight. Is Zelbzach Ali Rebbe Eliezer? Or the better answer is a racial Lama Rebbe Eliezer. When it says in the Mishnah Rebbe Eliezer, that's going on the Soizman. So let's review all the Zman and the past Zman.
Racial means here what?
The early Zman. The early Zman. The beginning Zman. So what do we learn today? What's Zman's gone? The Zman Kriya Shema is when you go to sleep. Don't ever say the Zman Kriya Shema is Tzeis. That's incorrect. Clearly incorrect. The Zman Kriya Shema is when
it uses that lashon.
That's the way that's the Me'emosai. The Shulchan Aruch is telling you the Me'emosai. When is when is the Zman when people begin to go to sleep? That's the whole Pshat that's going on. The whole daf today is based upon that. It says in the Torah the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is b'shoch b'cha when you go to sleep. Me'emosai. When is the Zman when a person begins to go to sleep? So we learn over here many mahalach. One mahalach is I can't remember all the names is. Bein Hashmoshes.
Yeah.
People already go to sleep. Bein Hashmoshes.
And it depends which Bein Hashmoshes.
Oh, so very excellent. So let's learn the first Bein Hashmoshes. When we say Bein Hashmoshes, it means the first Bein Hashmoshes. Clear. Not Rabbi Yosef Bein Hashmoshes. The early Bein, the long Bein Hashmoshes. The 13 and a half,
that's
whatever it is.
That's
called the Zman of going to sleep. The next Zman is Tzeis HaKoy Chavim, when the three stars come out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. First man is Ben Hashmoshes. The next man is when Kohanim go to Mikvah. When Kohanim go into the Mikvah. That means 2 seconds before it says. Okay? Again, right. Zman one is Ben Hashmoshes. Mm-hmm. Zman two is literally 2 seconds before it says Sakai Chavim. Mm-hmm. Zman three is say Sakai Chavim.
Is it not 2 seconds? It's not 2 seconds before Ben Hashmoshes. It's 2 seconds before it says.
But that man, the Omer that says Ben Hashmoshes between say Sakai, which Ben Hashmoshes? The Ben Hashmoshes or Rabbi Yosi? Uh-huh. Rabbi Yosi is Ben Hashmoshes one second before it says. So 2 seconds before it says is Kriya Shema.
Right.
It's good. The first man, the Omer is the first command, the Omer is Ben Hashmoshes. The second, the first. the early Ben Hashmasha. Right. Early Ben Hashmasha, correct. The second Ma'ad Yomer says two seconds before it says Sakha Chavim. Right. The next Ma'ad Yomer says Sakha Chavim.
There's nobody 1 second before
Tzei Sakha Chavim? No one says that. No one says that. No, okay. It's Ben Hashmasha. The next Ma'ad Yomer is a little bit later. We don't really know how much later it is. No one says. When an Ani enters into his home,
that's
Tidus
a little later.
Tidus Pass.
Right.
Tidus Pass.
Right.
That's number four.
That's a little after Tzei Sakha Chavim?
That's, yes. That's after. The Gemara says it has to
but
be afterwards.
But you have to see also, but you have to have light.
You have to have a little bit of light. Yeah, very good. That's number four. And number five is when the average person...
Go to be massive.
When the average person sits down to be massive.
Which is even later.
Which is later. Five zmanim of the definition of me'emosai. One, two, three, four, five, six. There are six letters in me'emosai.
It's amazing because it's very good. Because it makes it slow.
One, two, three.
It's one, two, one, three. Two, three. And over here, it takes so much time.
Yeah, because of the...
Slow motion. Americans are very slow. They're very slow Americans.
The climate. Ramesh talks about in the Chumas.
The climate?
The geography, the latitude,
not the climate, I'm sorry.
Latitude,
what is it called?
The latitude and longitude, where we are located in the world relative to the sun. Time is
understand if it gets dark very
quickly. If
they're
only supposed to do explain Krishma the time that he has to eat, what is he going to eat if he lets
Krishma? Well, the Kohanim, what are they doing? What are they eating Truma when this is saying? That's the Weltskasha.
Yeah, so what are they supposed to do?
What are the Kohanim doing eating Truma when they should be saying Kriyashma?
Right.
You're not allowed to eat until you do a mitzvah.
Right, so
and what is the Ani doing eating his bread when he's supposed to be saying Kriyashma? All these cases, what are they going to the mikvah?
So
if now is his man say Kriyashma, so what are you
say Kriyashma and then you eat.
It is a good kasha, which I don't know the answer
really?
To. What are they doing? They should be saying Kriyashma, all these people. What are they doing? You're giving Zman based on what people are doing. Excuse me, sir. The Mishnah says he's supposed to be saying Kriyashma now. So what are you doing now? What are you doing? The Teretz must be. I don't know, Terry. You have to.
You can't really spend too much time saying Krishna.
The answer must be obviously that you don't. The Zman Kriyashma begins at that moment in time, but you do not have to say Kriyashma at that moment in time. We give you some wiggle room. We give you more time.
But you still have to do it before you do your mundane work. You have to do it before you eat.
Do
before
you?
You do.
Is that a chumrah?
Before you go to the mikveh.
Do you? Is that only telling you in time you're really not allowed to do is only when you're engaging in an activity that will take you away. These are all short things. These things are one, two, three things. When you're doing something very quickly, you can't turn on the lights. I want to say Kriya Shema. Zman. And now I turn on the lights. Turn on the lights. Takes a second.
Yeah, but
only
eating doesn't
not
take a
allowed,
second.
It does. Only a suda, a major suda, to go. The Ani to eat the pas. The Ani to eat the pas b'melach does not appear to be considered to be an activity which will take him away from remembering.
He's got to cook his food.
He already cooked the food.
When?
It says all the Ani, all he has. The person, the nichnas, the suda Friday night. Friday night. It says the nichnas. No, it doesn't say
about not on Friday.
It doesn't
night.
Say it. It says the kaddish. The kaddish ayom.
I'm talking about not on Friday night. Not on Friday night. He wants to eat a tatchel. When he's supposed to cook the tatchel?
Before Shabbos.
But it's dark. He doesn't have a light to cook.
What are you talking about? Shabbos.
I'm talking about an oni.
Yes.
So he has to eat something, right? So you're telling me that's this man, but it's still light. He has to use that man for saying.
He's not cooking nothing. Who's the cook? He's not to cook. He's not cooking nothing. He's eating bread. He's eating bread. All right, Mazel Tov.
Maybe we should start at 8:20.
8:20? I'm for it. I'm
I know,
for
but
it.
We have to get to Rabbi Lehman and to agree. 8:20. We won't be. We feel a little bit more rushed.
Start sharp.
8:20.
Start sharp. 8:30 with no shoes in between.
I don't know.
Let's see. 8:25. Let's start.
What?
Let's start at 8:25.
You want to try 8:25?
Okay, 8:25 it is.
Is
that coming tomorrow anyway? Middle.
Tomorrow.
He's not coming tomorrow.
When is the Sorbet? It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Kaddish.